Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof.
Grr.
It is Thursday night. That means it is time for The Woods. I'm Big Bear Mark. In the studio tonight, I've got with me the Cup reporter, Robbie.
His head.
Welcome back. How are you going?
Look, I'm fairly good.
You came back from Tropical Fruits and
I took all the lurgies with me.
Yeah, you brought all the germs back from there, didn't you?
Well, you see, the thing about Tropical Fruits is the New Year's Eve party goes till early in the morning. The following day pool party starts not long after. So you think about 3,000 sweaty party and revelers going straight from one party to a pool party and get...
You're not supposed to swallow.
Well, and you're not supposed to dive down in the dirty, disgusting pool either.
So. No, well, I bet you were doing some diving, that's for sure. And also, it's fresh from Tropical Fruits, it's Jess James.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
Looking well, as usual?
Thank you, yes, I'm feeling well today.
Hot stuff?
Yeah, because I've got sunburnt.
Oh, is that what it is?
At Carnival Day.
And here's me thinking it was just the luscious Robbie that was doing that to you.
Yeah, well... He makes me go all red. But
you were thinking about the things he was getting up to, because I know I was.
Well, him and his lovely partner Dave. Yes.
Yeah.
They would have been. They would have been the life of the party, I'm assuming.
No, I reckon they were. I saw them. You know what goes on tour stays on tour.
Yeah.
But boy, I could tell some stories.
I bet you could.
Just a little glimpse behind the curtain for the listener. I don't have a microphone while you guys are talking about that. So that, you know, without a fair right of reply, I don't think that's very fair.
Fair enough.
But also, it's all true.
And we'd like to say a big hello to Robbie's mum, Mandy. Hello, Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
And also in the studio tonight, we have some boys from Big Vic Bears in the room. We've got Cam Disney Princess Smith. Hello, Cam.
Hey, how are we, boys?
Good. And, of course, we've got the growler for God, Shane.
evening, boys.
Good evening.
It's all about God tonight.
Very good, very good. Now... Carnival Day was a big day. How did the Vic Bears guys go on Carnival Day?
It was really, really good. It was a massive day for some of us, but no, very successful day. Lots of sign-ups, people sort of learning about what Vic Bears is and what we're all about. So, yeah, it was really good for us.
And you must have, I mean, I have to admit, I've got my new tag because I signed up on the day, and because all the renewals are...
Renewals are due. So they were due back on the 1st of January 2017. So if you haven't signed up again, now is the time to do it.
Yes.
So jump on quick.
Tell you a funny story, just to completely show what a technophobe I am. I tried really hard the day before yesterday to join up, to renew my membership. I was diligent. I did everything I was supposed to. Couldn't get the bloody thing to work. And then, lo and behold, was it you, Shane?
Yeah.
Some lovely person who goes, yeah, you're an idiot, reminded me that the birthday thing was American, you know, like month, day, day,
yeah.
year. And I've been trying so hard to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
What an idiot.
Yeah,
you said it.
I get the problem. I get the feeling the problem was between the chair and the keyboard there.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I have to congratulate you guys on the stall this year, because you had a big double stall. One side was set up for business and the other side was set up for pleasure.
Mm, that was all Shane's idea.
So Shane, what made you thought that? That was great.
Because I'm fat and I want more room.
We knew it was something like that.
No. Last year, we found that we had with the desk table they give you, it created a barrier between us and the guys. So we thought we'll take a double stall, half a business, half a chill-out area, bring the guys in out of the heat, turn it into a more social thing. So we had drinks. We had Cam out the front giving away Zupa-dupers.
Zupa-dupers. I end up having away drinks and calendars and everything.
Indiscriminate sex.
Oh, please.
Yeah, it was just a more casual thing. We didn't want it all to be about business, which if it's purely designed, it just flogs stuff. People sort of jog on because, it, you know, every stall is there trying to get you to sell something, so we dragged them in and then sold them something.
Yeah, I have to say, it was a really good idea. I actually, after my rounds of everything I did, I did come and sit in the Vic Bear's stall for quite a while and rested and relaxed with the fan going. It was actually really nice.
Really good, yeah.
And it didn't hurt that Jordan Bruno, the guy from My Kitchen Rules, was in the next stall with his shirt off and an apron on, looking really pretty.
Thank you very much, Gay Ski Week.
Thank you very much, yes.
I know. Could that boy look anything but pretty? I actually wanted to bottle him at one stage.
Oh, I just wanted to go and lick him. It was like, he looked like an icy pole.
Okay, we'll leave that alone.
Yeah. But I have to say, I had the best time at Carnival Day this year. I was actually surprised with how many people were there. I think it was a huge crowd.
Yeah, it was massive.
A few more stalls this year than last year. I had a great time walking around for Bent TV, or Bent/Joy TV, because Bent and Joy have merged now, and doing Vox spots with people. And it was a brilliant day. Now, James and Robbie, you guys went as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I was there. I had a great day too, and I really enjoyed the mood. The atmosphere was terrific. The people were really good. I do have one kind of grumble, though, and you reminded me of it, Shane, when you talk about wanting to bottle the young lad from the tent. Did you guys hear about the person that got injured by a lobbed bottle?
No.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Some young person, Facebook contact I know, I won't say his name, but there was a random kind of lob of a glass bottle, really? And he got whacked on the head and ended up in the emergency department. It did make me wonder, though, about, because every other year, I remember them checking in and we weren't allowed bottles, and there was a whole series of that. Or am I making that up?
No, well, I can't remember if it was there. I don't know.
I just wonder, I mean,
I think that's more Pride Day, because Pride, you're not supposed to take alcohol in because they have
the
bars.
Yeah. I don't know. I just sort of, maybe I was imagining it, but I sort of wondered about that because, you know, at the end of the day, for someone to end up in the emergency department, and it sounds like a really stupid
thing. It's a bit of a downer on the on the whole event.
It is a downer, but also as well, I think, if you think of large festivals where they have that kind of capacity as well, you've always got to go through security to get into the gate anyway. And that was one thing I found was interesting about Midsummer, is the fact that you don't have that barrier. And so it's a full of free-for-all.
Robbie, how was your...
There's no barrier, and there used to be... There's never really been much of a barrier for Carnival, but there was always a barrier to move from Carnival to the tea dance area. But
the last couple of years,
tea dance is right there in the middle of it. So it's almost like, you know, families can unexpectedly end up sort of a part of this. At tea dance, So I don't know. But I think the bottle thing, I mean, if you're going to throw something, you throw a shoe, you throw anything, like, people just shouldn't throw.
No, I'd just throw my shirt off, it's okay.
Besides that, Robbie, did you enjoy the day?
Yes, it was an exhausting day for me. I was coming off the back of being pretty sick, and I had a commitment to the Melbourne Chargers to don the mascot outfit and
once again
do a few rounds.
I was going to say, when I seen you, you were looking pretty damn hot.
That's
right. In both ways of the actual word.
Dressed up as a bull, doing a few rounds, doing a bit of an Instagram competition, so that was good fun.
I did.
Saturday
was
night,
that
isn't
you?
I did see Chargy in the 360 photo thing.
Yeah,
so that was really good.
Did a bit of they had a fancy photo thing there.
Waving your little ribbons.
Yeah, which we were able to use for a bit of promo for the club. So it's all very exciting.
Yeah. Look, coming up on the show tonight, obviously we'll be talking a little bit about Mr. Vic Bears. We're going to talk about a change at the top of the leadership of Vic Bears as well. We are also going to be talking about overseas fans, a little bit of Will and Grace, some controversial ads, and maybe a little bit about Chill Out as well. It's all happening on The Woods tonight.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Big Bear Mark, cub reporter Robbie, Just James, and the boys from Vic Bears. Cam and Shane are here. And we've got a message in, boys, which is all lovely. This is from Brad and Craig, a.k.a. Mr. Leatherman 2016 and Mr. Australasian Bear 2010. And they said, Vic Bears was our stall of choice for sunscreen. Great job, boys.
Thanks, boys.
We do what we do.
Yes. I have to admit, I left the sunscreen a little bit too late.
Oops.
And I did get a little burnt.
You did.
So I've been aloe vera-ing all week. But yes, so, and the funny thing was, last week on the show, I said, remember to put your sunscreen on and everything, and I was the one who forgot.
Doesn't it always turn out to be such a beautiful day, Carnival?
Like, beautiful.
Even that morning, the forecast was only for 21, and
yeah.
It ends up being, it's always a really nice warm day.
Mm. Talking about Mr. Australasian Bear, how you get there is a little competition which may be happening very soon, Cam.
Oh, yes.
Yes. What date is that happening?
Oh, don't tell me. It's the 27th of January.
January, that's right. Which is a little competition called Mr. Vic Bears.
Mr. Vic Bears.
Now, Cam, you're hosting this year, or co-hosting this year, I should say.
Co-hosting with the... I wonder who... Oh, it's you.
Oh, it's me. yes, well, yeah, me, the oldest stalwart. I've done it every year since its conception. But no, it's going to be a fantastic year this year. So far, I know we've got about five contestants at least.
We've got five contestants, but if you are listening tonight and you're thinking, it's something that I could do, it's not too late to enter.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it why is.
Now,
it?
Now, why
would
Robbie,
that be?
Robbie, why are you saying it's too late to enter? What's going on there? It sounds like you've got an ulterior motive.
Because 20% is better odds than 15% or whatever the math is on that.
Are you saying you've entered?
I have entered. I've officially entered.
Yes.
I've officially been told I make the cut. I'll officially be parading around on stage in a week in a bit's time.
So tell me, what made you want to enter this year?
It's something I flirted with over, for a year since the wonderful Cam was competing and became first runner-up. It's something I've always wanted to do. I thoroughly enjoy what I do on radio. I can get a little bit stage Friday with the stage. Yeah. So, a good opportunity to sort of really expose yourself and...
And you will.
To choice of words. Expose yourself and to, I like to do things that scare me. So this is a bit of a scary thing, a little bit of a thing that I'll get nervous about, but something I can grow from, I think.
Well, it was something that Robbie had mentioned to me last year when I competed in the competition. He's like, oh, but you're a prodigy. And I'm like, okay. And then literally about, 6-8 weeks ago, I'm like, you're doing it. And he's like, oh, fine, I'll do it.
It was actually, it's something that Cam said to me that got me, that put me over the line. And he said,
what did
he
I
said
say?
Exactly, he said something about the stage fright. And he said,
oh, yes.
He said it would be good for you to help with your nerves. And I think he's right.
Because, Cam, you've literally, since becoming Miss Runner-Up, you've gone from strength to strength. You're on the committee now. You regularly come in and do the radio here with us as well. So you've really grown from the experience, I would say.
Well, I have got a face for radio, so that always helps. But
and you've got a bod for sin.
I know, right? James is looking at me like, ooh.
I kind of have to say I'm really looking. I'm looking at you, picturing you in drag, and then transferring my gaze across the room. I'm wondering what Robbie's drag persona.
I don't
who's
know.
She gonna
I
be?
Don't yes. know if Robbie's going to come the next bear down.
Like, oh, that'll be hot.
For those who don't know, that Cam actually did do a foray into drag this year, and he called himself Bear Dell. Yes.
Yeah. So no, Vic Bears is the competition itself has actually enabled myself and Patrick, the current Mr. Vic Bears, to get out in the community and grow, and especially within the actual bear community as well. You and I hosting Mr. Australasia Bear Competition last year. Myself, Patrick, being on the committee and actually organising events, getting out to know a lot of people. It's just honestly been a really good opportunity for us to be able to get from strength to strength and to grow. And that was one of the things that I wanted to do when I come to Melbourne.
And it really was your launching pad, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
It was the first event sort of introduced you to the Bear Society. And I, because I've hosted quite a few of these now, I do find a lot of people do it for exactly that reason. Mm. It's like it really is a good introduction to the Melbourne bear scene. And people get to know you, and you get to know people. And it's a really good way to socialise.
It was really good because I'd only been in Melbourne for 6 months when I entered the competition. And so I was relatively new and didn't know a lot of people. And so the competition then put me into that position, and then like literally moved me to a new level,
yeah,
where a lot of people know my name or know of me because of the things I do within the bear community, which is pretty awesome.
Cam or Shane, what would you say to people that I have heard occasionally people going, oh, it's just a stupid beauty contest?
Oh, hell no.
Dear God.
It's,
so, Shane, you've obviously got opinion. Let's hear it.
No, look, they either go, it's a stupid beauty contest, or they take it far too seriously. It's a bit of fun. Not to be taken too seriously.
Yeah.
Get up there, have a go. It is good, you know, for the younger guys. I'm all about younger guys coming up through the ranks because I'm getting tired of this. So when the younger guys come up, you know, give them a bit of confidence. And it just should be fun. That's all. It should be fun. Get up there. Don't take it too seriously. I mean, Cam was a great example of not taking it too seriously. He was camp. He was... You know,
well, he still is.
That's his name.
Yeah. I know. And it certainly improved her dance card. She's never without special friends around.
There is a serious side to this, though. I have to say, like, being devil's advocate, one of the things I really like about it is if you take society and the way we look at models and the whole kind of, you know, what do we put out there as the picture of the perfect image of a gay man, it's almost never a bear. Like, you don't actually see that many pictures. And on the one hand, I agree with you, Shane, about, we take it too seriously and it becomes something, you know, completely different. But we do have an opportunity, and I kind of really like that the message we're putting out there is you don't need to have a six-pack. You don't need to spend your life and your soul in the gym, making your body look this kind of stereotypical perfect.
Yeah, and it's like we were well ahead of the bell curve with things like dad bods, But I think society is changing a bit, and we are thinking about body types and body dysmorphia and things like that. And I do agree. It's a fun way of just having a go.
We at Vic Bears, we've been very conscious because even the bear community can sort of get hung up on the muscle bear image. So all advertising last year for Mr. Vic Bears featured three different body types.
Yep.
And we had the dad's body bear. We had a chubby bear because we want every bear... You know, we want the bear community to be truly representative of all bears. And we don't want it to go... And, you know, in America, there is a bit of a thing to get the chubby guys out of the bear community. Well, bugger you guys, we actually started it. So, we're taking it back for all the guys of all shapes and sizes. And that is a serious side of the Mr. Vic Bear, Mr. Australasia Bear, that it is celebrating a different style of beauty. So I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I think that's a big trigger for me as well. And one of the things that I find that I'm thinking about as a contestant and coming up is that this is kind of a bit of an end of a, use the reality term, journey of becoming very comfortable in who I am because of my change in social circumstances and hanging out more in bear clubs and those sort of things. And then starting to realise that, it's okay for me to think of myself as sexy. It's okay for me to think of myself as attractive to other people. And I think that's a really exciting... That Mr. Vic Bears is a really exciting embodiment of that.
Because one of the things you've said to me in the past is, I'm not hairy. I can't grow a beard. And it's just really quite funny that... People assume you've got to have these attributes to be able to be a bear. And I think you getting on stage, Robbie, is going to be an absolutely fantastic thing, not just for yourself, but also for the club and also for the bear community in Melbourne and around Australia, in the fact that it comes down to who you are as an individual if you identify as a bear.
Yeah.
And you know what? You've got it.
And look, we've actually started to get a few bios through from some of the other contestants. Ooh. And it is a very varied field. And I'm really excited about the contestants this year. It's going to be a really interesting contest and a lot of fun. And I have to say, when Robbie said he was thinking about doing it, I gave him a bit of a lecture to going, okay, if you're going to do it, don't go in it expecting to win and be serious about it. Mm. Take it as being fun and have fun with it because treat it as what it is meant to be.
It's exactly.
It
has to be fun.
It's made me change my tact a little bit. And now I'm not so much, I'm not at all really concerned about not winning as much as I would love to win.
Yeah.
But I am concerned about walking up on stage and just... go in completely blank. So
you've got us too, so it's well, fine.
Now remember, last year, one of the big moments from the contest was when someone was bragging about his Disney prowess. And, of course, I asked you, I think I said the first line of Let It Snow. Let It Go. And I said, what's the next line? And he couldn't do it.
I went blank.
You went blank. And it was like, I just asked you what musical it was.
You asked me to sing the next line. I've got the video on my phone if you like. But, yes, and I literally walked around Victoria Garden Shopping Centre the next day reciting that whole song word for word.
Because you knew it.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the day that there's a category for Mr. Grandad Bear.
Mr. Grandad. We can do it.
Once we start thinking about, you know, the ageism, we're already looking at the body stuff, but once we start thinking about the ageism that goes on, then maybe I'll think about throwing my hat in.
What's stopping you? There's no age restriction on this.
There's
company.
No age restriction.
But then when you're competing against gorgeous young things like Robbie.
No. You know, No.
The reality is, I'd happily throw it in if there was a category that was Mr. Grandad.
I think
Grandad
we've got our
Bear.
Sixth contestant.
Yeah, I think we have. Look, James, I have to say, there used to be three categories, Cub, Bear and Grizzly. But the problem is, people don't categorise them. How do you categorise someone as a cub or a bear or a grizzly?
Yeah, I get that.
It's like people have different thoughts about what people are. Mm. And we... I don't think we need that. It's why we are a community, and we've got everyone has their own pluses, you know, that they can show.
Yep.
And you're just, you know, you'd be stand up there next to Robbie, no problem.
The problem is though, they need a ramp for my Zimmer front.
Okay.
I'm sure we can carry on up the stage. It's fine.
Exactly. If you want to be part of the conversation, please do so. You can do so by SMSing 0427 Joy 949 or emailing onair@joy.org.au. Coming up, we're going to be talking about a little change of order at the top of the Vic Bears ranks. We're going to be talking about Will and Grace coming back and a few more things. You're on the woods on Joy 94.9. If I was there, take you on a picnic. Look in my basket. You can see I got a big dick. When I kiss on you, you will get so dizzy. Check me out, boo-boo. I'm a straight-up grizzly.
Hi, I'm Margaret Cho. You're listening to The Woods, the Bear Community Show at Joy 94.9. She wants to be a bear.
That's right. Thank you, Margaret. You are in the woods, this Big Bear. Mark, joined by a cub reporter, Robbie, Just James, and the boys from Vic Bear's Disney Princess Cam, and Shane, the growler for God. And now, just quickly, I want to touch on, there's been a little bit of a reshuffle happening at the top of the chain at Vic Bear's. What's going on, Shane?
There certainly has. Well, it all started after a few drinks, and then the wigs came off. The punches started. No.
We knew it.
Nothing like that. Our president just gone, Neil, just had a lot on his plate at the moment, personal stuff. I don't even know what it is. We didn't ask to know. And he just said he just juggling stuff for too much. So there was no drama whatsoever. And then Pete just said, no one else wanted it. We all have stuff. You're all busy boys.
Yeah,
and Pete came back. He's done it before, and you know, coming up to Southern Hibernation, chill out, and that we needed someone with experience to take the reins over. So there's no drama. It was 100% amicable.
Oh, see, I was wanting cat fights and, you know, hair pulling.
That's
the usual committee meeting.
That's the usual. All right.
Yeah.
Someone stalks out and cries.
The changes are that, obviously, Pete's back as president. What's happening with the lower down?
Neil went back to vice president.
Yep.
Frank's staying as treasurer, which pain in the ass because he won't give me any money.
Oh, how dare he.
And Nigel's doing secretary.
Yep.
And the rest of us just dog's bodies.
Yeah.
We're the workers. We're the hot stuff.
Oh, please give it a risk, mad bitch.
Yeah. But yeah, there was no drama. Just so everyone knows,
absolutely
there's
no
drama.
You know, the rumour mill can, you know, look at something else. There's absolutely nothing. Everyone's still very good friends. Well, Yeah, we talk to each other.
You still talk to each other. That's the main thing. That's the main thing. Yeah. Thank you for clearing that up. I mean, I knew. I talked to Peter on the weekend and I knew the story. It was no drama. Yeah. And it was just a case that he was the one who had time to take things on. Yeah.
It'll all come out at the restraining order hearing anyway.
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly.
No, that's a lie. Don't write here. There's no restraining order.
Look, another thing that happened during the week, Robbie, is we actually received the Woods a lovely email. And we just want to read it out because it was absolutely lovely.
It was super sweet. So we got an email that said, "Hey guys, in August I moved from our lovely jewel of a city of Melbourne to Dundee, Scotland. Over the past week I've been feeling really, really homesick, cold in 3 degrees and missing our great community. So far the past 2 days I've been playing the back catalogues of Woods podcasts and loving it. Thank you so much for bringing back my smile and making me feel like I am back home at the Laird laughing with my mates. Keep up your lovely work, Rob."
Which is thank you, Rob. Now, where did Rob move to? He was over in
Scotland, Dundee.
Scotland, in Dundee.
Yes.
He's following your footsteps.
Rob, yeah, well, I lived over in Scotland for a while, yes. But, Rob, look, I'm glad that you can listen to the podcast. And it's great that, you know, we do go out to all the world. We've got fans in Des Moines, Iowa. We've got James over there. He writes in occasionally. you know, we do actually have people listening throughout the world. And I think we're only one of the only Bear podcasts in the world, which is quite amazing. And we're the only Bear radio program that goes live to air.
We've also had messages from Limerick in Ireland, from Newcastle in the UK. You know what made me laugh, though? I was just thinking, like, he's in Scotland. I wonder if it was the episode on things.
Oh, your Scottish episode. Oh.
I mean, Mark really loved that episode, didn't you?
Oh,
Mark?
I hated it.
Your favourite.
it was just that I'm the only one who's actually lived in Scotland. I'm Scottish. I was born in Edinburgh. And you guys mangling the Scottish accent and the words. I couldn't. There was one that Robbie, you tried to pronounce, and you just. Anyway,
tried to pronounce that night was no good. But Robbie, if you haven't heard that one, do go back and have a listen.
And listen to the Scottish episode.
A good hour of cringe.
I remember that one.
You.
That was so funny. I was actually making my kilt. It was about 12 months ago.
It was just before the Scottish Den Night.
Yeah, so I was actually making my kilt and listening to you boys, and oh my goodness, that was hilarious.
Now, something totally unbear related. Sort of.
Well, is it?
Let's talk about this. NBC has ordered 10 new episodes of Will and Grace, due to air in September. So what do we think about this? I'm of two James is obviously happy. I'm of two minds because I like to think that maybe they should have let it rest. We love it how it is.
Yes, but
do we need to bring it back?
We had them come back recently and do a 10-minute episode for the Trump thing. If it hadn't have been for that, politics, unfortunately, didn't work. If it hadn't have been for that, then I would be having those concerns too. But they showed that they've still got the writers, they've still got the ability, they've still got the chemistry, and that they can still be very, very funny. So because of that, I think it was a very clever way for them to test the waters with the public and see how it goes.
Oh, well, I look at it this way, in the fact that is this just another one coming back for limited time? Gilmore Girls has just done a 4-episode thing on Netflix. You've got the Fuller House now with the Full House remake and stuff as well.
I haven't watched that, but apparently it's awful.
It's because you're not a 16-year-old girl.
Well, that's true. Well, most of the time I'm not, yeah.
So this is where I sit back and go, how many of these shows are they going, that we all loved back in their day, are they going to bring back and rehash that one last time to try and make a couple of bucks?
Well, apparently they're bringing back Knight Rider again.
Oh, dear God.
Because they've already brought it back once. It was a very... most people don't realise they actually did try to bring it back a little while ago and it didn't work. And they're going to try and bring it back again.
Oh, dear God.
It's like, I don't know. James, Will and Grace, do you reckon Will and Grace is going to do okay as a comeback?
I'm over the moon. I think what Robbie said before, like the Trump thing demonstrated that the Karen and Jack madness versus the boring heteronormativity of Will and Grace is actually something that's still relevant, and the comedy's still there, the humour's still there. I'm over the moon. It may bomb, you know, just like every other thing that comes back. It may not make the grade, but I'm just delighted that they thought highly enough of it to give it a crack, because I miss it. I'm just Jack, you know, like just James, really.
And it is one of those iconic shows, and it's great that they all had time to do it. I mean, I think the only one who's really working is the main guy. I can't remember. What's his name?
Eric McCormack.
Yeah. He's doing Elemental at the moment, which is a really bad Sherlock spin-off. But also, not a great show. But all the others, I don't think, are doing a hell of a lot. Megan Mahaney is doing her one-act show. But yeah,
Deborah Messing had Smash, and that's a few years,
which was
over now.
Amazing.
It was so good. I don't know why they cancelled that. But I looked at the other part of it too. Is that, you know, yes, it might bomb, but these are people that I it sounds a bit stupid. These are people that I loved and adored, and they were there when I was coming out, and I was going through a time. So these are characters that I love and I care about. So to find out what these characters are doing now, and to see them again, and have them in my life again, it's very exciting.
Yeah, and I mean, I suppose. This is, if they do well in the 10 episodes, who knows, they might bring them back for a full season as well.
Oh, and they're only going to commit to something small now, and if it works well, that's what they'll do.
But. Shana, you got any opinion on this at all?
Oh, look, I don't know. I think the Karen and Jack characters, you know, they're timeless because it's not based on reality. I mean, Karen and Jack, you know, it's not politically based. It fits into an area. The Will and Grace characters, they bothered me to be honest, but I think, you know, all that political stuff that they were always involved in, it was a different time in the gay community. I don't know how that'll translate.
Yeah.
And what backstory they'll come up with. Because didn't Karen go broke or something in the end of Will and Grace?
Karen went broke. Her husband was in prison.
Yeah, she had no money, and Jack had hooked up with a sugar daddy who'd left him X amount of money. So that would be interesting because they're just so...
The role reversal, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's sort of a parallel. Ab Fab, I mean, I don't think the movie of that worked as well as the old series.
See, that's where I would disagree on that point, Shane, because I loved, you know, Ab Fab. I loved it first time around.
Yeah.
And when I went to the movie, I went in absolutely knowing that they were going to repeat some of their jokes, that, you know, they had to, because the whole Patsy Adina relationship was, you know, was about that kind of dysfunctional shit that they celebrated. And I had a great time, and I got everything out of that movie that I thought I was going to get.
I think it didn't work for me, and this is going to sound really weird, is because the shooting of it, like I was so used to seeing it, you know, in a standard sitcom format,
right.
That, you know, seeing him in these massive houses and it's not Ab Fab. It was a bit wrong for
me. It was kind of a bit like Sex and the City too, because I love Sex and the City as a program, and I enjoyed the kind of the stories and the tales. When it went to a movie, not so much.
So you're not looking forward to Sex and the City 3 that's coming out?
Not even. I mean, I was gutted.
Are they doing it, Sex and the City 3?
Yes.
I was gutted. Ooh.
They got Liza again. Oh, damn.
Oh, is she still alive? I tell you what, I'm just too much of a Pollyanna, but I was quite offended by the whole, you know, do you remember the scene when they were in a market somewhere in Dubai or Abu Dhabi, and what's her face, Samantha's bag fell open and all these condoms fell out, and they just went really stupid and over the top, and I didn't like that at all. I thought it was extreme and unnecessary.
Do you think that was a dig though at the culture that is over in the UAE? In the fact that
was it necessary?
But it was very disrespectful. That's what I think. When I book at restaurants, I still book under Anastasia Beaverhausen.
Yeah.
You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
Big Bear Mark, Cub Reporter Robbie, Just James, and the boys from Vic Bears, Cam Disney, Chris Smith, and The growl of a god, Shane. We better explain that, Shane. Why am I calling you the growler for god?
Oh, on Sunday at Carnival, I was sitting here talking to Jason and Craig, and we were just chatting away, and I said we should start a Christian Bears Facebook page, also as a joke. And then I was bored the other day, and a client had paid me for an hour's work, and I'd done it in 15 minutes, so I thought I'd do myself something. So I did a fake growler page called Growling for God, and I'm looking for like-minded men to get the Bears away from the glory holes and back to the glory of God's love.
Thank you.
And absolutely no response yet. So
really? I'm surprised.
Yeah, so I'm going back to the bacchanalian whore I always was.
Yeah, I love the profile. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about something a little bit... Well, it's in the theme of religion, I suppose. I want to talk a little bit about something that happened last week with a billboard, an electronic billboard went up advertising Australia Day. And it was one of these rotating things that had different images come up. And so it was, and I have to say, this wasn't the only image on that rotating ad. One of the images was two young girls and they were wearing hijabs. Now, the company that owned the billboard got threats, saying that people would smash the billboard, it was un-Australian. I was absolutely appalled at the reaction. They actually pulled the ad, which I thought was giving a, you know, into racism. And they have now had GoFundMe. Yeah, thank you, to raise money to put back on, and I believe they have got enough money to do it.
Yeah.
So just this day and age and racism, and I was just thinking, do we think that racism exists in Bears as well?
Yep.
Big question. Cam, what do you think? Do you think the Bears are inherently racist?
Yep.
Controversial. Well, why would you say that?
I believe we are. Like, we've got a very diverse community within the Bears, and especially in Melbourne as well. We are one of the biggest multicultural cities within Australia. And I do believe that we as a community, whether it be subconscious or consciously doing it, but we are actually discriminating against our fellow Bears who are of different races and religion. And so it does happen. It does happen on a daily basis, whether it be at one of our events or out in the public or whatever it may be, but we do it. We all do it.
Just interesting enough, just recently I actually had a new Asian to Australia ask me if there was any bear clubs in Australia, and I said in Melbourne, and I said yes, the Laird is our bear club, and he said, are Asian people allowed there? So
really,
there is a feeling of, you know, that's
an amazing comment.
Yeah, it sort of took me aback because I think as a country that we are inherently racist. There's a lot of racism there.
I think gay men, as
a whole, as a stereotype, are inherently racist. I don't see it a lot attached to the bear community, but we are Australian and we are gay, so I guess it's going to filter through, isn't it?
I think it also strays not just to racism, but it also heads down the path of judgmental. We, as a community, can be very judgmental.
Gays?
Yeah.
Judgmental?
Never!
No.
And I think that's probably one of the biggest things. Like, I know it's going to sound really terrible on air, but who's seen the profiles on apps that say no Asians or no femmes and no fats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's the whole Kim Chi thing again. Like, she was so against that. And it irks me, the fact that people are so judgmental in the way you look, how you speak, what you do, how you walk, what you wear, everything else.
It's society, though.
That is society.
I mean, I think Shane quietly muttered to under his breath there, we don't all do it. Mm. And I think that is true. I think if we're talking about stereotypes, if we're talking about stigma, there's massive amounts of it, and there's a hell of a lot that we can do to change that. I do think, I mean, Robbie's comment about the Laird, you know, and Asian people allowed there, I look around on a Sunday afternoon and I don't see a huge diversity. I see a diversity, yes, definitely.
There are definitely, Asian members.
Oh, yeah, there are people from different cultures. But if you were a person coming from another country and you walked into that environment, I don't care what race or what country or what ethnicity you are, you'd actually find that quite intimidating.
Yeah.
As a group of men, gay men particularly, but you know, we can be just as discriminating.
Oh, God,
and we
yeah.
can be just as unwelcoming. And you guys know that you'll see on a Sunday, you'll see people sitting there on their own for, you know, for the whole afternoon. They're on their phones. And I often go up, well, not often, but I occasionally will go up to someone who's sitting on their own.
Yeah.
But then again, you've got the risk of, you know, do they think you're coming on to them?
Mm.
Are they going to react badly? You know, so it's that whole human thing of, you know, when we see people on their own, how welcoming are we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to quickly get a comment from Robbie because, I mean, your husband, lovely Dave, absolutely lovely guy. He's, I don't know what sort of background.
He's Mauritian.
Mauritian.
Yeah.
Has he had anything said
no,
to him?
No, not really. I mean, there's a level of, he's very comfortable, obviously, in who he is. There's a level of, there's a level of joke in that I went through too with knowing him because he is so comfortable with who he is. There's a level of, you know, making silly black jokes at a time I thought that was kind of funny that now I think is a little bit...
Because then he perpetuates that himself by calling himself Dave Darko on
although I don't
Facebook
think that relates to that. I think that's just a
that's something else, isn't it?
He loves the movie Donnie Darko.
Oh, there you go.
And there you go, listeners, everyone, look him up on Facebook. But he...
sorry, Dave.
I think there's this real... there's this real thing where people go, oh, it's okay to make black jokes to you. And he laughs them off and it's fine. But to me, I think, you know, our humour should be a little bit past that, I think.
Yeah, I think
you should. You clean up my mess because you're black.
I think with black guys too, I mean, because, you know, there is a bit of fetishism about black guys. I think they don't...
Men of colour.
Men of colour. No, not men of colour.
No?
No. Yep. They don't... I think the Asian guys, including Indian guys, I think they cop the racism more than the black guys.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
And even more than Middle Eastern guys as well.
Yeah. I got a message the other day and it was from an Asian guy and I didn't respond because at the end of his thing he had sorry not into rice, so I thought, well,
oh no, you can't.
So, but anyway,
this is The Woods on Joy 94.9. You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9. We've got to say a really quick goodbye because we're really running out of time because the guys from Pop Chops are waiting to get their Mariah Carey on tonight. The disaster of New Year's Eve, I'm sure, will be talked about.
I'm sure they'll be covered.
Exactly. Also, please listen in on Monday morning, 6:30 a.m. for Brekkie Bears. I want to thank Robbie and James. And big thank you to Cam and Shane for coming in tonight, boys. Thank you very much for having us. And we'll see you next week on The Woods. Woof. Woof. Grrr.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grrr.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.